Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. There's the bell.
Yeah.
How it is?
Oh, it's all right, man. How you doing?
It's all right.
That's good.
All right. Yeah, it's good. Weather-wise, I'll hit you early with this. I don't like the way they're doing this website now.
Oh, you got to find a different one you like better.
This one's just tough to read. Do you see what my screen says right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so where does it give the actual forecast for the day?
It breaks it down some, but you could say the afternoon high around 70.
Yeah.
And 40% chance of rain.
Okay. And then currently, would you say it's cloudy and 66?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of clunky looking.
Yeah.
And it ain't an actual forecast. I mean,
it's gonna start making it up.
Just do
it.
People
won't know.
Nobody pays attention.
Fat Boy does that with traffic from time to time. If he has a sponsor, he has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll just, you know, say, oh, there's a collision on ABC Street at the corner of Know Your Old Boulevard.
Yep. Yeah, people want 10 minutes of traffic. I just can't do it. People got to chub for traffic.
Maybe not 10 minutes worth, but, you know.
Some.
Let us know what's going out on the roadways.
Yeah. Three good ones, is what I was told.
TV employs people that just do that.
Yeah.
They read phone apps on TV. It's cool.
Yeah.
So,
what's up, Matt, man?
I don't know. I'm kind of getting in the mood.
I guess
I should have done that already.
Yeah, and I thought you got in the groove when you was knocking down damn lights in the parking lot.
That was Fat Boy.
Oh.
You know, I've learned this from years of things, and Fat Boy proved to me something that before anybody ever asks if you did something, if you say, I didn't do it, then you did it.
Yeah.
So this morning at 4:39, there's a text, and it shows a light pole in the parking lot here at the radio station
knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, he didn't say he didn't do it, did he? He just said, before you come in here hauling ass.
Trying to give you a heads up. You're driving here like a bat out of hell.
And I wrote back, you did it. And then all he said back was, you.
Which put it on you.
And then other jokes were made about who really did it. But I don't think it was any of those people.
No, probably not.
It wasn't the wind.
No.
I mean, Lord God, it probably loosened up good the other day. But, I mean, what the hell? They, you know, I mean, did they go crazy over here at the dentist office yesterday?
Man, that's about the third time that's happened.
I don't know how you do it.
At this point, we lose about one light per year in the parking lot. With that, the school bus always hits the mailbox. Like a bit out of a movie.
School bus.
We've had several mailboxes taken out by school buses.
Yeah.
back when they used to do, when this used to be a functioning office and they used to do field trips.
Oh, when they had schools.
Yeah, that. And then those light poles that used to be out front by the main entrance, they've all been dinged and knocked over. And then the giant, like, 40-foot tall ones, we lost one of those a year or two ago and another one overnight.
Well, so to
knock them down.
To be fair, though, how many have our employees knocked over the years? Of
well, they were drunk, though.
Oh, well, there was one in Spartanburg that was completely sober.
That's
that happened
true.
On the way in parking.
Yeah.
Where's telephone, not a telephone pole. That would have been disastrous. A light pole was immersed from the ground.
Yeah.
So do you hit the pole or do you got to hit the base?
Well, that thing right there. So the base is huge. The base is a good 2.5 feet tall. I went and stood beside it to see how high the whatever hit it would have had to been. It would have had to been a big old jacked up truck.
Yeah.
Just to be honest with you.
Usually it's like the garbage truck or somebody delivering the chicken salad.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
See.
But this would have happened overnight.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Got to measure from the base.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I mean, that's when you know it's there ain't much going on when we pop the show with the light pole down.
The light pole down.
Excited.
Well, I didn't want to talk about my gastric issues I've been having all night.
Well, you sure God didn't mind telling me before we went on the air about it.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I was experiencing something.
I'm sitting here talking to him, and I say something that is not only funny as hell, but very pertinent to the show later. And I was like, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you seem agitated right now. And then that's when he told me that his stomach was tore up real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You got to let one go?
No, I've let it all go, man. I haven't eaten since like 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
Dun, dun,
believe it or not,
that's
unusual for me.
No, duh.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine a life like that.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do it.
I mean, when you say it's the gastric issue, what do you mean?
Stomach's tore up.
Yeah.
But it hurts bad.
Okay.
Hurt bad all day and all night, basically. After I ate lunch.
Tummy hurts.
What? I'm not blaming, like, what
don't
I had
say
for
where you
lunch. Because, I mean, it's, you know.
Did you cook it?
Nothing. No, I got something. Picked it up on the way home.
Tell me where
who
you
is
went.
It? So tell me to avoid it.
That's a place you both like, and it's not their fault. Oh, no. There's something wrong with my stomach.
If you said their name, would it give it away?
Yes.
Look at my lips. Look at my lips.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not the food, though. It's just my stomach.
Okay.
I'm not blaming the food. The food.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah.
Looks disappointed.
It's just that my stomach was a little messed up over the weekend, and then I ate something fried for lunch, and now it's like, oh, man, you shouldn't have done that, dude.
Without saying the restaurant name, what combo number did you order? Was it a number 2?
I don't know. Ordered on the app before I got there.
Okay. Large number 1.
Oh, man.
Do you feel like you're one dump away from feeling better?
Without giving it away, if today was Monday, could you have went there yesterday?
No.
Case closed. Now, with your stomach, will there be... Let everybody... That way, you know, early birds, this is their advantage for those of you that are listening live early. If you have to exit during a segment, we don't need explain every time where you pop away for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
Okay. But that could happen.
It very well could happen.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to say it will happen.
What if he falls in? We got to say.
Impossible.
I won't fall.
It ain't.
Yeah.
You'll slide around. Because I do.
But are you comfortable? Does it still hurt real bad?
I'm not.
It hurts a little bit.
It's a little chilly in here, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Do you need some stirrups?
Yeah, it would help.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're looking out. You better wear a mask. We got some downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Well.
It'd be all right,
then. Do you need, what can we do?
Nothing.
Oh, man, you sound like you.
Give me the Heimlich.
I was trying to think, what can you do? Nothing. It'll be fine. It'll go away at some point.
Do you want us to run a Marty into the bathroom just in case you need to broadcast live from
there? Yeah, tell him I'll see him in there.
What would you use if you did some kind of video conferencing in the bathroom? Would you have to get on skit?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. No, I'll tell you, about 3:30 this morning, I could have done it on Zoom.
It would have been boom.
Oh, boy.
You know, there was people that like to, not like to work from home. They have to, and they have to get on the Zoom.
Don't FaceTime me.
Shouldn't there be a rule where you got to at least, look presentable?
No.
You can't look like hell just because you're sitting at home.
You look like hell sitting here,
that
dude.
That goes against everything we've said since all this started. About how when the news people have to broadcast from home or made to or choose to or whatever, they'll get all fancied up and everything. Effort. But, like, why? I mean, that makes zero sense to me. Look, put on a nice shirt, comb your hair, I guess. But, like, why do you have to put on a jacket and a tie?
This is, man. This
I'm not
is
attacking
mostly,
you for some time. Well, no. For them to do that is just, to me, that's your one chance to really connect with your audience.
I see your point from a male's point of view.
Thank you.
This is more so about the females.
Double standard you hold them to for some reason?
A lot of them get a lot of help from makeup, which is good. You know, it's presentable, but, you know, a lot of you look like hell. And you get on Zoom and...
Hey, good.
They're all buying you a mirror right now.
You can't.
Well, it's that.
Dudes can look bad. Women can't.
It's the lighting, too. I mean, you got great lighting in a TV studio when you're at home. I mean,
how are you going to get a meeting done when you're looking at somebody in the corner box like, what the hell happened to you?
I look. Some people still don't get how that works, like, you know, cameras and things like that.
Dummies?
What do you mean?
Well, like you see the outtakes and stuff where people do Zoom and go to meetings and all this stuff where people, you know, they'll do the virtual backgrounds and all this stuff. Or you'll see somebody who their phone is like laid down flat and you see their ceiling and they're like the top of their head.
Yeah.
I got a Zoom to test it out, see how good it was.
Yeah.
You have to buy all that extra stuff. You have to buy backgrounds.
Really? Oh, you do?
They gonna buy a background.
Plenty of people will.
Yeah, you said that about ringtones. And look at you.
Yeah.
Right?
Ringbacks.
Yeah. Ringbacks, ringtones.
That whole statement Fat Boy made was great, though. I mean,
look at him right now. I mean, look at me. Look at him. Look at all. I mean, Paige looks wonderful as always, but.
As far as the dudes go, Matt is the one who dressed up the most today because he actually wore pants.
Yeah.
He's actually wearing blue jeans instead of gym shorts.
Thought you were in the shorts club.
It's a little nip today.
It is kind of chilly.
So Matt chooses to be the well-dressed man of the bunch today with his Carhartt t-shirt and his blue jeans and his Skull Bandit trucker hat.
It's a nice hat.
That's saying a lot.
I don't support the habit, but it's a nice hat.
Yeah.
Me and Fat Boy are just wearing t-shirts and gym shorts.
I'm styled by Lizard's Thicket today, everybody.
I'm wearing a wrestling shirt. I'm not going to tell anybody else what to wear.
But, yeah, like that. I don't understand that point of view with you. Like,
don't you feel self-conscious about it if you're a woman?
There's got to be some kind of inner vision or concept of self when you make these statements, though.
It's a societal double standard. Like, you got to know. Like, but make an effort to not look like girls.
You enforce it, though.
You know what?
Me?
You love it.
The one guy?
Maybe it's changing now and people will wear less makeup because they don't have to anymore.
Maybe
that's
going to
become the norm.
Max Factor is going to get lobbyist with the FCC if that's the case.
By the way, I have an update on the light pole.
What
pole?
The light pole in the parking lot.
For
who? Somebody texted it in. Garbage Man reported it at 3 a.m. that it was down.
Oh, Lord.
That's from the CVM text line 72341.
Well, the Garbage Man report that to mark.hendricks at intercom.com.
Yes. Who do you report it to?
I don't know.
Well, look, we'll get asked just because if anybody leaves a floater in the toilet, we get asked if we flush.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what kind of closed door meeting with the lights turned off and one spotlight over the top of us. Like, where were you at 3 a.m. this morning?
Right.
The question is, how long is it going to sit there? Or is somebody going to hang a sign on it that says can't pick up due to corona?
Oh, man.
Last time it happened, it was replaced the same day. This time, I don't think that'll happen.
What if it was a rival radio station?
They may go to Hobby Lobby and put a lamp up there.
Do they have vehicles anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, well, that's good on that update. So now we know that it was not Fat Boy and everything will be okay.
Like, please pick up the glice because there's glice everywhere.
There's glice.
And then when they're working on the road, there's nails on the end of the driveway.
Uh-huh.
I got yelled at yesterday because I went too soon.
There's nails in the road.
Oh, me too. That guy.
Oh, I didn't have that yesterday.
You calm down, buddy.
That guy is overexerting his,
his authority.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, I don't know.
Hold the flag.
It's a sign.
Whatever it is.
He's a stop slow sign guy.
Yeah.
But he's also directing traffic on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out and realized that he had his hand to me to stop. And as I'm pulling out, he's like pushing with both hands. And I'm like,
that's not how this works.
He yelled something to me.
What?
I hear what he said.
That's funny.
Like, he said, you know what? That's the second guy that did this today. I'm going to take your light pole down overnight.
That's what happened.
Was that guy?
Like, he had it stop coming this way toward the Sphinx, and there was nothing coming this way toward me.
Same exact with me, man.
There's glass in the parking lot, Nails in the road, women look like crap on Zoom. But the finest fat boy even got a bed.
Yeah, is it just women? Like, do you see any of the – because the guys on TV have makeup on, too.
Yeah, it don't matter what guys. We're expected.
But do you see that – do they look – far different?
Like,
can you tell? Yeah, can you tell they're not wearing makeup, the guys?
I don't know. Like, on Zoom, they just look normal.
Like, but the example, like, so I don't sound like a hypocrite, is, you know, I was talking about how drastically different Kelly Clarkson looks.
Oh, God.
From being in studio to being in her snow cabin.
Yeah.
I mean, just, she could walk past me. Now she couldn't, but she could have walked past me, and I was like, I recognize that dude.
Who's that?
There's a difference between looking disheveled and natural.
I think fat boy thinks natural looks bad, but only if it's a woman.
It's, well, Kelly Clarkson's the by far different example.
Just, yeah, that to me, as far as popular women go, sans women that I've known in my life, the biggest contrast in makeup to non-makeup, especially knowing you go, you know that you're going to be on TV. Like, even if you ain't got your stylist, maybe throw a little bit on just so we recognize you a little bit.
That's so you don't look pale. Yeah. I mean,
same thing with Zoom.
Yeah, it's like if Ellen walked out wearing a dress and had long extensions in, you'd be like, what? What are you doing, Ellen?
She kind of looks like hell, too, but like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. I consider her one of us. One of the guys.
Yeah, Lord God.
We all like the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the reason why we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Well,
fat boy right now is like a Maxim magazine come to life.
Yeah, he's so good.
Hey, maybe your stuff or gear or loaded or nuts.
Wouldn't you almost want to just pitch for fat boy to get a reality show? Maxim. Just so the reality show would be them getting him styled and dressed and putting him out at events and stuff. That would be the reality show.
He would never.
Yeah, he would have to.
He would never.
It'd have to be a lot of money. Like, probably more than I make here.
I said reality show.
Call it Queer Eye, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was already assuming it'd be more than you make here.
I appreciate the guy calling it in. He said that he called it into the dispatch about the poll.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's kind of put me in the clear.
Get it fixed in a timely manner, please.
You can look at my car and see I didn't do it.
Just so we don't run out of parking spaces here. We worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, you got the dentist people got to have somewhere to park, and the chicken people got to park somewhere.
What time do you get up every morning? Like today, what time do you get up, fat boy?
3 o'clock every day.
Oh, it's hot.
Okay.
3 o'clock.
You say.
Wait a minute. The same time someone called in that a light pole was knocked down.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
So you say.
I mean, when I say I wake up at 3 a.m., I get up, go to the bathroom and take a dump.
Call.
So I don't really call anybody.
Call in a...
Still got my morning voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, leave at 3:45.
We'll see.
Get here at 4:32.
We'll see if it wasn't you.
We will.
I know we will. And the other thing that's going to be fun today is, and that was a whole lot of fun right there, too. All that stuff we just talked about. Not that it wasn't, but it was.
That was fun getting accused.
Today we're gonna exercise. The Rise Guys graduation exercise.
Oh, okay, good. I can breathe again now.
Yeah. Yeah, today's like the first graduation of the F-State.
It is.
Which school?
I don't know who's starting it.
Okay. One of you started it.
Yeah, I don't know because there's like conflicting reports.
Really?
Yeah, I thought somebody said tomorrow.
No, I heard it was today.
I heard it's the 27th.
I heard it was today. Today's the 27th, and I was like, perfect. That's the day that we can beat them to the punch. Yeah. We'll do ours at 7:30. Theirs, I think, started at 11:10.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So Bryson, right here.
Beat us.
I think first one's at 9 a.m.
Well, we're still beating them by an hour and a half.
Yeah. The one today at 9 a.m. is the Fine Arts Center. So we'll get a day ahead of Southside High School and Greenville High School.
Well, the Fine Arts District ain't that big, kid, so.
Mm-mm. Hey, well, Wade Hampton graduates Friday morning.
I know. I've been asked to speak.
You gonna go? Yeah,
yeah. I meant park cars.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, ask me to park car.
Maybe they'll claim you now.
Yeah. The last high school is Carolina High School, or Academy. It might be called now.
Academy. Yeah, wear your vest.
Mm. Gotta give them time to see if some of them graduate.
Graduated Gus's.
You see, why this is going to be fun is that we are going to live on the radio to, and I haven't seen the current numbers, you know, with the people's work schedules change and things like that. But we're talking about 750,000 people will hear your name, your child's name, your niece's name, your step uncle's name, you know, whatever it might be. We'll read those names that you have sent in. For the Rise Guys graduation exercises, and also two bands seeking stardom, Hopes of Dreams, or Hopes and Dreams. Do you prefer Hopes or Dreams?
Neither. Reality. How about that?
Yeah, because nobody ever said, "Oh, I'm the American Hope." You know.
That's true.
The gray white reality.
Yeah.
You got dreams, they won't come true.
Well, two bands today have those hopes and dreams. One of them from Columbia. How the natives call it. Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah.
Cola.
No, it ain't. It ain't Cola. No.
G Vegas.
Sleazely.
No, it's E-Town.
No.
I'm going to smack somebody in public when they say Sleazely. I'll do it.
Also, the other band from the upstate, so they got to be, you know, Malden, Simpson, all around.
Yeah.
They'll be in for today's Brutally Honest Music Review. And then Jimmy Jack Jackie, the NBDA today, your Best Damn Audio.
Yeah, man, I actually have some good news on Best Damn Audio. It's one of those clips that it's going to make some people laugh hysterically, but I guarantee it's going to make somebody out there cry a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Aww. How you going to do all this? Might have skipped sports.
Bad boy has to start wearing makeup.
Please? Start.
There's audio of this. Ain't done it.
Ain't.
That's my son. He's 9. All right. You can call us at any point if you'd like to. 1-800-774-0093. And that is a great text. Yes, you can still email if someone that you know is graduating from high school or college in this week, you know, this time frame, you know. We're not going to do them if they're graduating in December.
No.
We're not going to graduate them. But if they are graduating, in other words, they've already got their stuff and it's like, hey, the ceremony. You can email us, theriseguys@aol.com. And then text us to the CVM text line, that's 72341.
How about social media? At The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, facebook.com/riseguys.
Here's that Jimmy energy I love right there. I feed off of it.
I had a little bit of coffee, man.
I like it. All right. So, Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, Jimmy Fallon received criticism from many people on Twitter on Tuesday, and now there are people calling for Jimmy's show to be canceled. And others want an apology. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Damn.
It's awful from home.
I didn't watch them when they were in studio.
Maybe it was cute for a week, but it's just awful.
Oh, and so what did he do that once? He made a Corona joke. A Corona joke or a Trump joke?
You're going to get to hear it because we got it.
We have the clip?
Yep.
Damn. Okay, awesome. All right, it's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. Now, 3.3
The Planet. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Well, I'm going to have a tough time with something. Dude, kids' names now are different than they were when I was a kid. Or even when my kid was a kid. Some of these names I'm going to mispronounce. I'm going to apologize early for the graduation ceremonies.
What?
You should.
The graduation ceremonies.
Okay.
The one we're doing later.
You could mess up one or two. That's cool.
I would say it probably multiple ways just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll still likely botch a few of them.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. The Plex we go.
All right. Well, after the hashtag Jimmy Fallon is over party began trending on Twitter on Tuesday, the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon and the show issued an apology on social media because of something that happened on SNL 20 years ago where he was impersonating Chris Rock on the show in blackface.
Man, oh man, read this book. I've seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and guess what? Not a lot of black folks on the show.
Right.
Not a lot of black folks on the show. You know why? Because black folks don't like to answer questions. Oh, they want to be millionaires, but you got to that kind of question. Like, in 1981, how many grams of crack did Rick James smoke when he recorded Super Freak? Regis, you think the only way to get a brother on the show is to name it Who Wants $50 Cash and a Pair of Pumas?
An abrupt, they always have abrupt ending to those skits.
Well, Jimmy tweeted, quote, in 2000, while on SNL, I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. There's no excuse for this. I am very sorry for making this unquestionably offensive decision and thank all of you for holding me accountable.
Well, first of all, he and Chris Rock, at least it's portrayed that they're buddies. Like, I wonder, how does Chris Rock feel about it? Because ultimately, that's the guy he's portraying. So that's the guy that should ultimately be offended if there's any offense.
Not in the age of Twitter.
Yeah, I won't stop there. Chris Rock would be like, that's cool. And then people would be like, no, you can't give him a pass.
No, it is not cool.
But like, I just Googled, Google image search Jimmy Fallon, Chris Rock. And man, if you had told me that that was Jimmy Fallon portraying someone, I would have said either Eddie Murphy or Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah.
I would not have thought that that was Chris Rock. But the voice, I mean, his impression was dead on.
The voice was good. It got weak at the very end of the clip, but other than that, it was great.
Yeah. So who's calling for the Tonight Show to come to an end?
People that are on Twitter that followed the trending hashtag Jimmy Fallon is over party. And people wanted him to apologize, and the show should be canceled because of that.
I don't believe any of these people are people. I think it's all bots.
I do too.
I think 90% of Twitter is bots. I think there's very few actual real people on Twitter, and mainly bots.
Yeah, I think so. Even on Instagram sometimes, especially, you ever get those when, like, especially if you posted something on Instagram and it's like really popping, you'll get those messages and say, hey, Matthew, your Instagram's really hot. I think we should collab. DM me.
They all want to collab.
They want to collab. And then so you respond to them and you realize that they're all just set up with the auto replies.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's just horse blank.
And they want you to buy something or something like that, you know. Well, have you missed any exciting things, like big events, since we've been on lockdown, since the COVID-19?
I have yet to be on lockdown.
I know.
Me too. I think that people that listen to the podcast later, you know, all over the nation and stuff, some of them may identify with it, but it's one of those things where if it was, because it's on the news, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But not in our neck of the woods.
No. But we act like it is, but it ain't.
But it ain't.
And it wasn't.
Mm-mm, never really.
Mm-mm.
And this is something that's part of the study, is the average person had 5 virtual parties since the, quote, lockdown shutdown began. So here's a list of things that you might have missed, like big events in your life. For example, 28% say that they missed some divorce parties. I don't know if...
I've never been to one.
No. No, and my first one ain't going to be virtual.
I went to a burn pictures... This is another weird promotion we did years ago. We invited you on Valentine's Day to bring photos and letters and gifts from your exes. And then we either let you smash them or we set them on fire. You remember that?
It was vaguely. I've seen some bars do that.
We did one. It was
burning them and smashing them.
It was very odd.
That's how we fire.
That's how we met P1 Net Kitten, I believe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, anniversary parties. 43% have missed that. Funerals, 44%. And with the funeral thing, it was a little different because you can't have more than, like, in some cases, 10 to 20 people.
Somebody else had my spot.
Who died?
I don't know. Anybody. But if I'm invited, somebody else can have my spot.
No, I mean, I walked by the bathroom on the way in here.
Oh,
graduation parties, 47% say they've missed that. And
oh, we're going to make up for that at 7:30. All the grads that have cool parents and friends and family will get their names read on our show.
Also, 47% of these people have missed baby showers. Graduation ceremonies, 49% have missed that.
And personal appearances?
Yeah. Weddings, 49%. Now, if you had a wedding scheduled, would you just postpone it or would you want to have a Zoom wedding? That would be something you would have to make a decision about since you can't have a bunch of people.
My mama was supposed to go to one this coming weekend, and they're still having it. And they've
hey, baby.
Hey, mama. And they've moved it outdoors. And it's outdoors, but in a tent. Like, it's it's outdoors, but in a tent. You know the kind of tents I'm talking about, where you basically, you're in a room.
It's 1,000 degrees in them things.
Yeah. And I said, oh, how many people are going? She's like, they said they had 300 RSVP. Oh, I said, God. You are not going.
Gosh. No, I wouldn't go just because of the number of people.
You have somebody lay their phone down and FaceTime the wedding to you because, The wedding cake already be melted, too.
It's like awful. In these uncertain times, in these dubious times, in these trying times, just look at it like, huh, maybe I'm not supposed to do this right now.
That is a Petri dish.
You mean get married?
Yeah, and then don't do it because you have an out.
Right.
There you go.
That surgery, it was elective. You didn't really need it. Yeah. Look, you survived. You didn't need it.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to have to take her? She already got it right.
No, it was church related, so she has a church friend who helps out with that.
Well, that'd be nice.
Because they told everybody at the Lake of the Ozarks you got to self quarantine.
At the Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah, the big party they had over the weekend.
Hey, huge party.
I thought you were talking about the butter.
No.
Hell no.
No social distancing whatsoever, I saw.
That's Lando Lake of the Ozarks.
Took the Indian off.
Yeah, I saw the Native American lady.
The number one answer, according to the study, was 64% of these people have missed at least one birthday party. Of course, you know, people have birthdays from March to May, and life goes
they
on.
Don't.
March, you know, it. I don't know the official date where it started or shutdowns in whatever area, but, you know, you can't have a big birthday party when you can't go to restaurants, you can't have house parties. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, birthday parties are usually kind of lame, though.
I just realized this, man, like, not just now, but just thinking about it. The first big event gig thing we missed was St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, it was.
First one. That was going to be at...
Twin Peaks.
At Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That's when we need to make up. That's we can all be Irish one day this summer.
Yeah.
Damn.
We'll all be Irish lumberjills one day this summer.
That'd be sexy.
Yes.
You're more like a slumberjack.
How many birthday parties you been to where it was just a bunch of people sitting in a restaurant for an hour and then everybody leaves? Like, I should have just stayed home.
Birthday parties?
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, you have to get like a 12 top?
Yeah, where it's just like anywhere from 8 to 30 people in a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's taking up a lot of space.
Even if you get the
You should have just stayed home.
King Arthur round table. You can't carry on a conversation with anybody except like 3 people deep.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be, hey, is that good? You saving some for dessert?
You save room for dessert, huh?
When you say we're splitting this, are we splitting it by what we ordered, or are we doing 50-50?
Oh, not
remember,
that
remember, Dean ain't got to pay. It's his birthday.
Oh, no.
I
we'll
paid
kick
for it
in
last time.
On his cheesesteak.
All right. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We should go there and just do our own St. Patty's Day.
We should.
Just go there and eat.
Wear green by yourselves.
That's right. I don't have on any green today.
You got your hat.
Well, I can't see it from where I'm at.
Don't count.
Thank you. Fatboy, what's going on in the sports hole?
A lot of these athletes got to make some money, right? I mean, baseball salary is going to get cut. Some of these guys got to make up what they would have made. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the case with Jose Canseco. He's just trying to make some money any way he can.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what he's up to. And it's I don't know, man. How many fly balls did he take to the head? More than one.
I don't know, but I saw a staggering statistic yesterday of a former star that really depended on conventions, going out and signing autographs, and now that's done, might lose their house.
No, that sucks.
Because conventions aren't happening to sign autographs.
Dang it.
Golly bum. No. I'll share that with you as well.
Yeah, I want to know who it is.
All right, we'll do that together.
Dang it. Buckner?
Damn. It was not.
Oh, okay.
It was Mookie Wilson.
Oh, okay.
More on that next. Sports Hole right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
All right, let me tell you what Jose Canseco's up to. And I don't know how you can be a part of this. or how you could sign up, but this was a series of tweets on his Twitter account. He said, who wants to be a part of the next billion-dollar industry?
Oh,
dream life, controlling your dreams. If you can control your dreams, you can live a perfect life, whatever you wanted, anytime, with no restrictions. Contact Morgan if you're interested. I guess this is handler. I don't know.
Stanley Morgan. Joe Morgan.
He says this is a 6-week seminar on how you can control your dreams. Once you get your master's degree, you'll be put in an induced coma for whatever time you choose to enter your controlled dream life.
Wait, we're living in Total Recall now?
Contact Morgan. No,
it's almost like that show Upload I watch on or watched on Prime.
We're living
you
in
control your afterlife.
Up, like I said, big.
Load.
No.
Yeah. Upload.
God, I watched Total Recall Monday. I didn't realize how awful a movie it is till you watch it again.
Better than the remake,
though. Yeah, they both sucked.
Yeah.
But, so...
The first Total Recall is pretty good.
That's just a...
No, that's the one that sucked.
No, you have no class.
You son of a bitch, I'm staying on topic. is that just a paid ad? Did somebody just paid him to pop it out there?
He just tweeted it.
Well, I know he tweeted it.
Well, I mean, there's no tags or sponsors.
Oh, okay. What a dork, then. Okay. Yeah, so what are some of the people asking? Are any of the people asking for more information, or...
I mean, he's got over 500 comments. The top one's No Way, Jose.
Oh, man.
What kind of damn eternal sunshine in the spotless mind world are we getting into?
I know it, yes. It affects the size of your testicles, but the brain, too. My God.
D. Josh Kraft says, I have no clue what you're talking about, but I am in.
Oh, man. Ah, people, this is why you have to update your websites and stuff, because if you go to his Twitter, at the top, the banner or whatever is promoting the grand opening of Jose Canseco's Showtime Car Wash on October 26, 2019.
Okay.
So get ready for that. Meet and greet with Jose at the car wash from 10 to 1. I ain't making fun of him having a car wash.
I am.
Magic Johnson said, I'm going to open up a movie theater, and people laughed at him. And guess what?
Didn't work out.
He opened a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Sold them and got out.
Well, if I owned a successful car wash, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
He's not in high school. He's not raising money for his cheer
people
club.
People said to that Cuban fella, you're going to buy a basketball team? Mm-hmm. Mark Cuban.
Mark, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I am.
Remember we told you that Vince McMahon, some people think he's going to try to buy back the XFL?
Yeah.
He's not going to do what he says. He says, I don't know why that's out there making me out to be the bad guy.
Well. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it can the dumbest of economists can read that for what it is. He's short selling it to buy it back under a shell company. You watch a little bit of American Greed, you'll learn this stuff. Oh, we're going out of business. Well, my other company will buy it then.
Vince doesn't want to be the bad guy. Mm-mm. He should have lived his life differently.
See, I thought the XFL when he first launched it was just to be his loss leader for WWFE at the time. We're making so much money over here, but if we get this other one, it's losing money. It evens it all out, and we're not making any money. You can't tax us. And then that proved not to be the case. It was a different entity.
Mm-hmm.
Shell company.
Yep. So we'll see. Somebody got to buy it. It was a pretty good product.
The XFL?
Yeah. But, you know, Oliver Luck, you're going to owe him some money, and he'll never work for
you
again.
But isn't the truth of the matter... You can make a little bit of money and you can be a novelty thing, but if it's not NFL,
it's not the same.
Or NCAA, nobody cares.
In the spring, yeah, because there's no football.
Yeah, I mean, you could get people to care. You just have to give them something good, and you'd have to get them off of being so damn jaded about everything.
Who, the NFL?
No, the fan base.
Oh.
They're very jaded towards things that aren't the NFL.
That's what I'm saying, I'm saying that... societal fans won't accept it.
You could get them to. It just takes some work.
It's like with scab players in baseball. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, screw you, Kerry Leitenberg. You know?
And your long MLB career after this is over.
Yeah.
It's not meant to compete, but, you know, it's definitely good enough for the spring when you got nothing else going on.
But this is America where everything competes with everything. Like, if you play football, well, you're competing with the NFL. If you play in February and they're done, and if your first game is 2 weeks after their Super Bowl, you still, in the minds of people, are competing with them.
Yeah, whatever. That's sports.
You take that as a heat seeker.
Wasn't a shot on you.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it always is.
No, it ain't done.
Yeah, it is.
It's a shot.
You guys know it all, don't you?
They try to pretend that we're in this building, all these other radio stations. They're competitors. That's like United Nations, when they get in the room together, they're all friendly. But when they're in their separate rooms, they're all like, screw it, baby.
I hate Russian.
That's the way I feel about Magic 98.9.
Come on, man.
You don't feel any way about that.
I don't care.
Are we still on them?
I think so. I think they're down there.
Somebody on the FOF line might not like them.
All right. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Fat Boy has a good job.
Yeah, whatever.
The Rise Guys.
It's got the ladies. It's got the crazy talk. It's funny. I just can't stop laughing.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.